I'm Seema Majmudar. I am coming from Darpana Academy, and Mallika Sarabhai suggested that I should bring the arts and culture, Gujarat, at least Gujarat arts and culture, which we know, we should bring here and bring back to life. Because it is going now, it's ruining the thing, all the, it is good, some way computers are good for search, for our knowledge, for getting the details and data. But designing and things which are, which is for the artisans and which is natural things, that a machine is doing, which is not good. There are lots of community who were surviving on it. Lots of people who were doing this work. And there now next generation, they are saying no, because they are not getting paid, they are not getting money, there are no orders. So they are not opting these methods. Now they want to do something else. So we want that this should go on. People should know. The young, small children, the younger generation, they should know that how printing came. They know only that machine printing and graphics and computer printings. But how it actually, how the fabric was being printed and how we were using it. So, there is a village in Gujarat where it is called Pethapur, where they make all the blocks. The whole village, previously the whole village was making blocks. But nowadays, because there are no more orders and nothing, so only two families have continued. That also their father is doing, the son is not doing, they are saying no. But the father is still there. They say, up till we are here, we will do it. We will make blocks. But our next generation, they say no. They don't want to do it. So there are two families who are doing this block, making blocks. There is, for printing also, the machine has taken place. So there are these artisans who would block printing method they developed and they are doing it. But their next generation, they are saying no. They want to study, go to college and do something else, designing things and all. But not into block printing. So, day by day, it is the culture and the methods and the handicrafts that we used to have since so many years. It is ruining our culture and also as a part of it, we think that we should come and go as many places as we can and get the, from children to adults, everybody should know the technique, basic at least technique. Then they can modify it, like block printing in the block, they can modify different designs and order that type of designs, modern designs, techniques for making the blocks. That is not a problem. Previously it was handmade. They can use machines for making the blocks. It is not a problem. But block printing should be done by hand only and create more handmade designs rather than computers. Which will be nice. It is like a painting. You do a computer painting and you paint with brush. This is two different things. Both are creative, but one would love to have the hand painted painting rather than computer. Still, there are people who like computer designs also. But I think we have to stick to our hereditary and heritage, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. So, as in, like, don't you face any difficulty, like, doing this and this, the, like, because the world is modernized and it is obviously cheaper than this thing. So, like, I mean, don't you face any difficulty?
See, previously, we used to do these workshops and lots of people would come in to learn. Then this graphic designing and all came. There are less people who are coming in. But nowadays, again, I think this time there were, when we came here, there were lots of children and lots of people and lots of school coming in, which is very nice. So then the even small children would learn and see the technique that what they are wearing or what they are seeing, it can be visualized that it is made like this.
Okay, yeah.
So that I know the process, you know, that way. Or yeah. I can make this. I can make my short top or I can make my t-shirt with this color.
Yeah. So, like, you think like that...
I think the parents are giving them opportunity that they should learn, they should see, because they have learned when they were children.
Yeah.
But then they didn't practice it. But they want their children also to have that knowledge and learn that basic things, which is good.
Yeah, that's good.
So at least you should have the knowledge that this was the pattern. To follow it or not, I think they should follow it. But if they don't follow it, it is, I don't know about it. But at least they know the technique.
Okay, yeah.
Knowledge that yes, it was like this previously. I know I have made one.
So have you seen any example that that has helped through your workshops, like any person or any community or something that has started like working on these block printing and stuff?
See, this
recently.
Recently, I don't know, but the artisans who have come, they are from Seva.
Okay.
They have served in Seva for many years. Seva is a self-employed woman.
Okay.
So the women who are who needs help for their survival, or those who have problems, or those who want to earn work and earn money, be on their own. It is their strength. They have made this organization, and from that I have brought these artisans. So I think that organization has grown a lot. It is all over the world. Seva is quite famous all over the world. So from Seva, if she can give an example that I have learned, I am on my own, even at the age of 83 she is working. And she says that yes, bring more people, I don't mind. That's the energy. And that is the, that lots of children and people should learn from me. That is her idea. So when they listen to it, they should also have that knowledge that being that old lady, she is on her own at 83. And she earns on her own and she is still giving the knowledge of her art to others. Then that is a thought process for the children or those who are attending the workshop. Isn't it?
That is.
Just an really example good. I am saying.
That's really nice. So anything else you want to add on? Like your experience, how, like...
I think that we are in Auroville and I have lots of hopes. That because Auroville, when it comes to my mind, Auroville is a creative village. Creative people are here. Lots of creative things are coming up. And those who are into this designs fields or designing things and creativity, they stay here, they grow here, and they have their own mindset how to do it. So we have just started, and I think that the from small children to all the people who have learned from here, we would have more and more different tradition and different handicraft workshop. And they can bring in from other states also. Gujarat and other states also. And then they can have all these cultural centers. You have domes, I have seen. So this African dome. Then there is another, which dome?
Tibetan pavilion
and all. So that way there should be cultural things also, happenings going on there. Which might be like interaction and exchange with the Auroville creativity minds.
That happens.
So then it can bring from the root, the from Auroville, there is all these handicrafts, hereditary and heritage cultural things which comes in, which grows nicely and it can survive. The arts and culture and everything may survive. That's an hope. I don't know. Let's keep the fingers crossed. That is one aim. In our mind.
Okay, so good luck with that.